of them say, did you ever read The White Road of Memphis?
Yes.
That's his grandfather, I think, or great-grandfather, which is his grandfather, great-grandfather. I've read that
grandfather, one. I think, from Ripley.
That's a good book.
Mm-hmm.
That's easily understood.
You were telling me that, would you go back and tell me when you first knew him, you went to school? Were you in the same school together? You mind if I use the organ?
No, I don't mind. That's the only thing came out of my house.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, that's the only thing. My husband bought that organ from me afterwards.
Oh, you saved just the...
He bought that at a sale, antique sale.
Okay, I think this will be all right. You were telling me about It's just that I am interested in it, the project itself.
Well, he and I were not in the same class. I went to Mississippi Woman's College at Hattiesburg, and it's now William Kerr College. And there were two sections of English, but we are the same age. And Willie is about the same age, too, at Nelson's. I went to school with Willie. I lived in Oxford, in that house where Theodore Hamlet has her paintings across from the Golden Rest Nursing Home. My father owned that home, and I went to school there in Oxford in the 6th and 7th grade with Willie. And he were in the grade together, and I think maybe he is 1 year younger than.
He was in the same grade in school?
No.
No.
William wasn't in that grade. Mm-hmm. And but I was thrown around him all the time and knew of him. And I wasn't very close with him because he wasn't kind of, my husband was closer with him than I was because he went hunting with him down on those deer hunts. Mm-hmm. And they had camps down in the Delta. That's where they cleared the Delta out. And he knew more about him, and they had, he sat and listened more than he talked. He didn't talk very much. But he did throw the mail in the garbage at the post office. And the post office was a small building down there by the powerhouse. Someone point the post office out to you. I've been there many times. It was just a little small building. And he just got tired of waiting on folks and tired of hearing them ask for stamps and things. And rather than he had his own mind on what he wanted to do. And the throb of the powerhouse, which was heard, inspired him to write, and Phil Stone encouraged him, and nobody else believed in him. But he did, but he had a power with words. Now, that's true, that he had a power with words, and he liked the Negro.